Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A man lost his life in a car fire Thursday night. At approximately 8:55, the Iowa County 911 Center dispatched Mineral Point Police, Mineral Point Fire, and Mineral Point EMS to the 800 block of Oak Street in the city of Mineral Point for a vehicle fire. Upon arrival, responders found a 2002 Buick sedan engulfed with smoke and flames. The lone occupant and driver, Timothy D. Walrack, 58, of Mineral Point, was later pronounced dead at the scene. The initial investigation shows Walrack lost control of his car as he turned into a private driveway off Oak Street. The car slid into the ditch at a low speed, causing minor damage to the vehicle. Timothy Walrack was unable to drive out of the ditch. The vehicle caught fire and he was unable to exit. This is the 8th traffic fatality in Iowa County in 2025. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on the Trump administration to increase its response to the spread of avian flu. According to a press release, Senator Baldwin called on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to stop delaying the implementation of their avian influenza vaccine policy after the first Wisconsin dairy herd tested positive for the virus in Dodge County earlier this month. She says the years-long outbreak has had a devastating impact on poultry flocks and agricultural markets as migrating birds continue to spread the infection across the country. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is urging drivers to stay alert and make safe choices behind the wheel as dangerous driving behaviors continue to be an issue on Wisconsin roads. Preventable behaviors, including wrong-way driving, contribute to an unacceptable number of crashes and deaths. Many factors can contribute to a wrong-way driving crash, such as impairment, distractions, unfamiliarity with a road, driver confusion, and more. So far this year, more than 700 verified wrong-way drivers have been detected or reported to Wisconsin DOT by Wisconsin law enforcement agencies, and over 250 confirmed through wrong-way alert systems. Drivers can help reduce wrong-way driving incidents. When operating a motor vehicle, always remain alert behind the wheel and focus on the road ahead. Put the phone down and do not drive while distracted. Texting while driving is dangerous and illegal. Always drive sober. Impairment can cloud judgment and lead to dangerous decisions on the road. Obey all signs when entering or exiting highways. If you suspect you are driving the wrong way on a road or you approach a wrong way sign or a flashing alert system, stop immediately. Pull over to the side of the road and turn on your hazard lights. And turn around when it is safe to do so. If you encounter a vehicle going the wrong way on a road, use caution and reduce your speed. Safely move your vehicle to an area of the road away from the wrong way vehicle and call 911 and report the location of the wrong way driver. An assailant in the 2014 Slender Man stabbing won't contest a revocation of her conditional release from a state mental hospital. Morgan Geyser cut her ankle bracelet off and escaped her group home in Madison last month. She and a 43-year-old friend were found and arrested in Illinois. Her attorney filed a letter in Waukesha County Court this week saying Geyser won't contest her release revocation. That will return her to the Winnebago Mental Health Institute, where she'd been for over a decade. Geyser had been in the Waukesha County Jail before being moved to an undisclosed location last week. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services filed a petition last month to revoke Geyser's release. A hearing is scheduled for February. A former funeral director faces charges after investigators and DNA testing solved a 23-year-old cold case in western Wisconsin. In 2002, a human skull was found at a Boy Scout camp in St. Croix County. Authorities say recent DNA testing connected the remains with a 91-year-old Minnesota woman who died of natural causes in 2001 and was cremated. The Sheriff's Department says 57-year-old Benjamin Hansen of Minnesota was the funeral director for her cremation and said he fraudulently charged the woman's family more than $2,700 for hairstyling. Witnesses at the funeral home said Hansen was not acting normal at the time and he was eventually fired from the funeral home. Hansen faces charges of theft and hiding a corpse. You are invited to Frank's Hill in southern Richland County on Sunday to view the setting sun on the day of the year with the least amount of daylight, known as the winter solstice. Weather permitting, the Three Eagles Foundation invites you to join in the festivities and remember events of the past year. A moment of silence will be observed for those who have passed away since the last trip around the sun. Following sunset, stay and gather around the campfire to share stories and learn more about Frank's Hill, considered a sacred site by the Ho-Chunk Nation and other Native American peoples. Those attending should arrive Sunday afternoon by 4 to allow for time to hike to the top of the hill. Dress warmly and bring your own food and drink and a chair for sitting around the fire. Frank's Hill is located off of Highway 193. Park by the gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and follow the field road to the top of the hill. To learn more about the solstice event or for directions, contact Mark Cupp at 608-739-2179. Frank's Hill is on the National Register of Historic Places. A group of unique effigy mounds is situated on the East Ridge where the event will occur. The site offers a panoramic vista of the area, which once contained the highest concentration of bird effigy mounds found anywhere in the world, including the remnants of the giant ghost eagle mound with a wingspan of nearly 1,300 feet. The ghost eagle mound factors into the alignment with the setting sun on the winter solstice. Most archaeologists agree the mounds were built 1,000 or more years ago. Snowmobilers looking to get on the trails can get their sleds running in the North Woods. Vilas and Oneida counties have opened up the trails. The delay in the opening, despite the heavier snows earlier this month, is due to the severe damage done to the trails during that snowfall. Numerous trees were downed across trails, and that required snowmobile clubs to clear the debris before they could start grooming. Parks departments remind riders that lakes should still be considered closed to sleds because the ice has not been able to get a good freeze yet. If you've got someone on your Christmas list who doesn't mind these cold, snowy days, an annual state park admission sticker makes a great gift. This year marks the 125th anniversary of Wisconsin's state park system. With 50 state parks, 44 state trails, and 15 state forests to explore, people who love the outdoors have plenty to keep them busy throughout the year. State park admission stickers are good for an entire year, no matter when you buy them. At $28, the yearly passes pay for themselves in just 3 visits. If you don't need the Christmas gift idea, stickers with the 2026 contest design go on sale January 1st. A Delavandarian High School student's rendition of a black lab swimming with a stick is the featured image on the new stickers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to take advantage of a free fishing opportunity next month. The annual Winter Free Fishing Weekend will take place across the state on January 17th and 18th. The goal of the event is to get more families and newcomers interested in the sport out on the ice. During the Free Fishing Weekend, residents will not need to buy a fishing license or stamps to participate. More information on the event and winter fishing safety tips are available on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking nominations for this year's Ethical Hunter Award. The DNR says nominees are selected based on exceptional actions and character while out in the field. Established in 1997, the award recognizes a hunter whose action is symbolic of Wisconsin's hunting heritage. Examples of potential award nominations could be those who assist other hunters in finding their lost game, help find lost equipment, mentor novice hunters, or help protect our shared natural resources. Nominations must be made by January 31st, and more information can be found on the DNR's website. Today's Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle winner is Isabella and Aaron Faber with ticket number 517.